This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A former Idaho Springs police officer will serve 2 years probation for assaulting a 75-year-old man last year. Nicholas Hanning tased Michael Clark without warning. Clark's attorney, Sarah Schilke, calls the sentence a slap in the face.
Our legislature has passed specific rules and made specific crimes that require harsher sentences, including jail, on people who assault the elderly and the at-risk and the
Clark
vulnerable.
Clark remains in the hospital with severe brain injuries that are not likely to improve. A man who killed himself decades ago in the Adams County Jail is tied to four murders from the 70s and 80s in Denver. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
In 1981, a man named Joe Irvin was being held in the jail after he reportedly shot and killed an Aurora police officer and shot and injured a Denver officer. He took his own life. And now, 40 years later, using DNA evidence from ancestors, officers were able to connect that man to four other murders that took place in Denver between 1978 and 1981. All of the victims were women who were stabbed, including one who was pregnant at the time. George Journey is the brother of one of the victims, Antoinette Parks.
We can finally have peace knowing who did this to my little sister.
The case was solved as a result of Denver's Cold Case Project. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Clear and cold across Colorado tonight. This is CPR News.